In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today we celebrate, brothers and sisters, the royal martyrs of Russia. And the epistle for the day, for their feast, is the quintessential description of a martyr. Now perhaps we might think, when it says about being called together, called according to His purpose, we think, oh, the martyrs, they were called to die for the Lord. This is not the purpose that they were called to. Because the martyrs exemplify the Christian virtues. They magnify the Christian virtues. We should be as they are, whether or not we die in a horrible way or in a violent way or not. Now, first it says that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to His purpose. This describes a martyr's mindset, a martyr's thinking. He knows all things that happen in his life are to the good. All things are according to God's purpose. Now that begs the question, what is God's purpose? It's the same for the martyrs as it is for us, and that is that the love of God might dwell richly within us. And they are convinced of this, convinced that everything that happens in their life will cause the love of God to flow more richly in them. And the reason they are convinced of this is because they have an intimate awareness of the love of God within them, because they live according to the love of God. And since they live according to who God is, following His commandments, they know Him. They feel Him. He's not an abstract concept to them, because the love of God is richly within them. That is why the Apostle says that not height nor depth nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Because how can we be separated from that which is within us? It's not possible. Certainly the martyrs can have their limbs severed. They can be tortured in many ways. Much can be taken away from them. Lands and people and families. But not themselves. Not what is within them. That is what the martyrs are aware of every waking moment. We can see it in the life of St. Nicholas. If you read carefully his life, even from a secular author, from Nicholas and Alexandra, by I think it was Robert K. Massey, you can see, it's a wonderful book to read by the way, you can see his humility. You can see his dedication to God. Because he was called according to God's purpose. To have the love of God richly within him. Now, that love of God then manifested in Nicholas as the Tsar of Russia and as one who bore the sins of his people. It wouldn't manifest the same way as for me or for another one. But it would be the same love of God. And if we have the love of God within us, then we are conformed to the image of His Son. Since the Son loves the Father and the Father loves the Son. And because of the love of the Son for the Son obeys the Father and does all things according to the Father's will. And so if this love of God is richly within us, as in the martyrs, then we are sure of this thing. If God be for us, who can be against us? Or said another way, it is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Nobody. God makes us righteous because God lives within us. So no one can take that away from us. This is what the martyrs lived. And this is what we should live. The martyrs didn't die for Christ in violent ways because they were courageous. No. They died for Christ in violent ways, and some died for Christ in ways that were not so violent, but they were still martyred, such as, for instance, St. John Chrysostom, a confessor, right? He was banished many times. He died in exile, probably of tuberculosis. They died not because of their courage, But because the love of God was richly within them, and they were aware of this. And because of that, the Holy Spirit gave them the strength to do what they needed to do. So it should be with us, brothers and sisters. The only way we can believe that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose is to live according to that purpose. And if we live according to it, then we will be sure, because the love of God will be within us. It will be closer to us than ourselves, and we will feel God in everything we do. And there will be that certainty that God is within us and God is good, and all things work to our good, because nobody can take God away from us. This is how the martyrs lived, and this is how we should live. Amen.